Hello, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Para, the 8th Perek, Mishnah 9, and Mishnah 10. Hamayim hamuchim psulin. Smitten waters are unfit. Elohen hamuchim, what are smitten waters? Hamluchim vaposhrim, salty waters and tepid waters. Hamayim hamakazvim psulin. Failing waters are pasul. Elohem hamayim makazvim, what are failing waters? Hamakazvim echad b'shvua, waters that fail one time within 7 years. Hamekazvim bepulmasios ubishnei betzaren ksherim, Rabbi Yehuda posel. But waters that fail in strife or in years of drought are fit, but Rabbi Yehuda says they're unfit. So again, a spring water who is salty or lukewarm, those are smitten waters. Failing waters are waters that occasionally stop flowing. So if it fails once within 7 years, it's not fit. But if it's longer than 7 years that it fails, then it is fit. In times of strife, or like when soldiers use them during war and even damage them, or in years of drought when the rains cease, so those are fit, but Rav Yehuda holds that they're not fit. Mishnah 10. Mei Karmion umei Puga Psulin. Waters of Karmion and Puga are unfit. Mifnei Shehem Mei Bitzim. And that's because they're marsh waters. Mei Hayardein umei Yarmuch Psulim. So the waters of the Jordan and the Yarmuch are unfit. Mifnei shehem mei tarovos, because they are mixed waters. The Elohen mei tarovos, which are mixed waters. Echad kasher v'echad pasul shenit arvu. If one which is fit and one which is unfit mingle together. Shnein ksherin v'nis arvu ksherin. If they're both fit then and they mingle together, then it's fit. Rabbi Yehuda posel, but Rabbi Yehuda declares it unfit. So marsh waters have sand and mud mixed in them. And so the Karmion and Puga, which are in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam and the Rosh, are these types. And then there's four rivers, the Jordan, the Yarmuk, the Karmion, and the Puga. And according to the Aruch, they're the Amon and the Parpar, which are the rivers of Damascus. So some exclaim that because that marsh waters means that the sand and the mud mixed in them and constitute an interposition between the water and the vessel, a separation. So that's why they're no good. According to others, since the marsh waters that enter these rivers retard their flow, they don't flow smooth, they don't flow freely, so then they're not canified as spring water or mayim chayim, and that's why they're pasul. Now, why are the waters of the Jordan and the Yarmuk unfit? They're unfit for chatat water because they're mixed waters. Unfit rivers mingle in with them. The Yarmuk is a Transjordanian tributary of the Jordan. Just so and then the Jordan obviously is the Jordan. Now, if one is fit and one is unfit and they mingle together, so then no water can be collected from their juncture. If both fit, they're fine. But Rav Yehuda says apostle. So even if two fit rivers mingle together, Rav Yehuda forbids collecting from their juncture, because people might also draw from another mixture of two rivers, which is unfit. But the halacha does not follow Rav Yehuda. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 11 and the 9th parak, the first Mishnah.